Good morning. And how are you? Today the readings deal with faith. They deal with God spending time with us, and they deal with what we need to do with all this. We start with the woman at the well. Now, of course, she had three strikes against her from the beginning, correct? One, she was a woman, and Jews did not talk to women alone unless it was their wives. And so that was strike one. Bam, he's talking to a woman. And that's what the apostle says. What? You know, they were surprised. He's talking to a woman. Second strike is she was a Samaritan. And a Samaritan, as we've talked about a couple weeks ago, and we talked about the Samaritans, the good Samaritan, we find out that the Samaritans were the people the Jews hated the most. They would never share anything. Again, as we talked about, it could be someone for us would be ISIS, someone we would hate the most. And so the second strike against her was she was a Samaritan. The third strike against her, of course, was that she was an adulteress. And Jesus knew that she was adulteress, right? That you have been with, go get your husband. I don't have a husband. Yeah, you're right. You had five of them, and the one you're with now, which is number six, in case you're counting, isn't your husband either. Three strikes. And yet, Jesus goes out of his way to enter into relationship with her. So desirous is he of her faith that he goes out of his way. He doesn't let others dictate to him who he will relate to. Huh? And then, not only does that go, she goes and tells all the Samaritans, and they come and they say to him, stay with us. And he stayed with them for 2 days. Again, he stayed with the enemy of the people of Israel. He stayed with them. He entered into relationship with them. Why? To save them. And so when it comes to us, what God wants is he comes into us no matter where we are. He wants us to be with him. But we first of all got to ask him to stay with us. And what that needs is what's so needed in the church today. The thing that opens every sacrament is what? Faith. If you have no faith, like again, have you ever noticed why people get confirmed and nothing happens? Why? Because most of the people that get confirmed today, I would suggest 98% of people who get confirmed, our children in this very room will be confirmed in a couple weeks. And to most, nothing will happen. Why? Because there's no faith. Have you ever noticed when you come up to communion every week, nothing changes inside of you? Why? Because some of us have no faith. We just go through the motions. If you don't have faith, the sacrament cannot be unlocked in your life. The power of the sacrament, nothing happens without faith. You can go to communion every day and nothing happens because, again, there is no faith. What's necessary for every sacrament to work in our life is faith. So if you have no faith, you can go every day. Nothing will change until you finally have faith that unlocks the power of the sacrament. And so what he was yearning for, the reason he entered into relationship with her, is that she could have faith in him, the Messiah. The reason he entered into relationship with the Samaritans is that they could have faith in him who is the Messiah, so that they could enter in this new life. Because, remember he says, when they came to him and they said, hey, you better eat something. And he goes, oh, I have food to eat that you do not know about. And they thought, well, someone gave him some food. And he wanted to hit him and say, bleh. He says, excuse me, my will is to do what? My food is to do the will of my Father. What is the will of God? That all people be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth. Right? And so what was Jesus doing? He was doing everything in his power that all people, even my enemies, even those in sin, that all people will come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. And so, first of all, in our own life, we got to sit there and think, do I invite Jesus into my life? Do I have faith in everything that I do in the sacraments? Do I meet the sacrament with Jesus in it, with this faith to unlock it, so that I too can have the power of the sacraments that God gives us? Faith is necessary for every sacrament, and faith is necessary, and faith is this, Lord, I believe in you, I don't feel like it. Lord, I believe no matter what. Lord, you know, faith isn't faith until there's nothing left to hold on to. It's this jump. Jesus, I trust you completely with all that I am. That means I trust you with my life, my family, I trust you with my money, I trust you with my sexuality, I trust you with everything, Jesus. Faith will unlock the sacrament for you. And so once that happens in your life and my life, once we're there, and a lot of us, of course, are there, then we cannot keep it with us, right? Our job then, if anyone went to daily mass yesterday, and I'm sure everyone here went to daily mass, right? And so, but if you'd have went to yesterday's mass, you'd have heard the gospel of the prodigal son. And the gospel of the prodigal son, you know, they were the way it begins, we always focus on the way it ends. But the way it begins is the Pharisees and the scribes were complaining. Can you imagine? Not that that ever happens in the church today. Almost every day on Facebook, people are complaining. The same reason the Pharisees and the scribes, they're very alive today, but they think they're holy. And what were they complaining about Jesus, who is the Christ? This man welcomes sinners and he eats with them. They hated him because of that. Pope Francis welcomes sinners and he eats with them. And people complain. Wonder if anything's changed. Just the names of the people who are the Pharisees. That's all it changes. Some of them are priests, some of them are bishops, some of them are cardinals. But they're still the Pharisees who complain about the Pope who welcomes sinners and eats with them. And so sometimes with us, our job got to be the same. You have homework this week. Are you ready? You got to welcome sinners and eat with them. Now, for some people, that's going to be they're going to take you out to dinner this week, just so you know. They're going to say, hey, I need to eat with a sinner and welcome them. So can we go to dinner this week? And you'll be so surprised. Who? Me? Moi? But we sit there and we got to have the same mindset as Christ. Our food got to be the same. To do the will of the Father. The Father's will is all people be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth. So just as Jesus does with us, just as Jesus did with the Samaritan woman and the Samaritans, he went out of his way and stayed with them. He never became a sinner and he never sinned with them, and neither can we. But we need to reach out to them as Jesus has reached out to us, and he wants to use us as the sacrament of salvation. So go beyond your boundaries this week. Reach out and bring others the gift of the gospel, of the love of God, the mercy of God. And do the Father's will. Bring them home. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love now and forever. Amen. Now,